Hey, baby. Tuesday at 12 a.m. is Wednesday at midnight. Yeah.
Broadcasting from the Today in News digital studios at Zero Dark Hundred, out of the New York metropolitan area on Big Dog Music Radio. Here's the conservative talk show host of Wednesday at Midnight, Trey Martin.
Good morning, everybody. This is Trey Martin. The number here is 347-838-8898 if you want to join into the conversation. And welcome to Wednesday at Midnight. We're happy to have you with us. There's 92 days till Christmas, by the way, from today. And today is the first day of autumn. Unbelievable, huh? How time is flying. But there's only 92 days, so get your Christmas shopping ready in case Barack cancels it. I know he'll probably be late for Christmas because he was late for the Pope today. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, listen, it's not that, you know, the Pope doesn't come here every day. But this is the first visit from the Pope, and I'm not a big fan of the Pope. I mean, I'm not against him. I'm Catholic myself, but I don't like his left-handed ways in some ways. But he says he's not a lefty. He said today, he made a statement that he's not a liberal. He's definitely not a liberal. That's what he said. That's what I heard he said anyway. I mean, I don't know for sure. That's what they say that he said. So that's all I could go by. You know, I can't go by anything else except because I wasn't with him. But Barack is always late when he's meeting somebody and when he's coming for a news conference or when he's doing something, he's always late. He's just, you know, I mean, he always lies. He's always late. You know, he's got the clock boy coming to, I don't know when the clock boy's coming to the White House. He invited him over there because that was a big deal with a guy. The kid took apart the clock and it looked like it could have been a time bomb. So I'm surprised they didn't, one guy said it on Fox. He said, why didn't they evacuate the school if they thought it was a bomb? But they didn't evacuate the school. They just took the boy into custody. Now, the father supposedly is a radical Islamic guy, and he ran for the presidency of Sudan, I believe. He didn't win, but that's the clock boy. I'll tell you, what's going on is unbelievable. And they're trying to really play up the Florina thing, Carly Florina. Now, she's okay and everything, but she doesn't have a shot in hell to be nominated. No shot at all. Not, you know, it's not like, I'm not against a woman being president, but she's got no shot at all at being, you know, they're playing her up, and she's getting known, and she's doing well for herself, and she speaks well, that face, I mean, that's what Trump said, you know. No, I said months ago, her hair, she should fluff up her hair a little bit, and she would look a lot better. I mean, she's not a bad-looking lady. But she should fluff up her hair. I know she had cancer, but it's like straight, and it looks like, I don't know, it looks like yesterday's comb over, almost. I mean, it almost looks like she borrowed some hair from Trump. I mean, I don't know, who knows? And who cares anyway? But anyway, so we'll see what happens. But they're playing her up now, and they're trying to play Trump down. They hate Trump. The Republicans hate Trump. They don't want Trump. Walker quit. The other day, he said he didn't, you know, he wants other guys to, you know, to quit and try to go against the poll leader, who is Trump. And that's what's going on, you know. I don't know. Listen, there's these California fires are driving me crazy, you know, because, I mean, can you imagine being involved in having your home near a fire? Now, I'm suspect about these fires. I mean, I know a lot of them are natural, you know, but I believe that some of them are arson. They're started by either terrorists or by the lone wolves. It's a kind of a terrorism kind of a thing. It's like a conspiracy theory, and it's just mine, but that's what I think. That's my opinion, my silly opinion. That's what I think, and I'm a little concerned about it. It's, you know, the natural fires are going, so they enhance, they go and they do arson, and they do even a little more, and they get them spreading even more and more. And it's terrible. It's a shame that people got to put up with that. You know, but the Trump thing, going to Trump, with the Muslim thing where he didn't defend Obama. I mean, what has he got to defend Obama for? Obama's big boy. He could defend himself. You know, he said on a couple of things that my Muslim faith and this and that. He was brought up to be a Muslim. I don't believe he's a Muslim. I don't think he's anything. All I think he's is a liar. You know, that's what he really is. But
What difference does it make?
Oh, I hear Hillary. Listen, Hillary. If you're Hillary, you're the original Bertha, because you did the Bertha thing with Trump. Not with Trump, with Obama, when he was trying to get the nomination from you in 2008. You first brought up the Bertha thing. You know that.
Well, Trade. Trade. You know, I said as far as I know, he's not Muslim. I did say that.
Yeah,
you're
as
right.
Far as you know, I
far
know,
as
but
I
you,
know.
You don't know that far. You don't know that far. Yeah. Cackle, cackle, cackle. Yeah. Listen, Halloween is coming, Hillary, so you're going to be in really good shape. You don't need a costume or anything. Just go as Hillary. You know, and you'll be all right.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. Speaking of Trump, I haven't seen him lately. Where is he?
Well, you know what it is. I wrote a whole thing on it today. I got news here. They got to him, and they're getting to him.
Yeah, you're probably right, man.
I'm telling you,
man.
You notice he's come down with his rhetoric.
Oh, yeah.
Write it down a lot the past week or so, 2 weeks. They're coming at him. They're subtly coming at this guy, I'm telling you.
Well, you know
what? I
wrote
a whole thing up on my Facebook page about it.
I wonder if the guy in the audience that asked that question was a plant. Did it purposely?
I got a feeling he may have been a plant. But they said he had a Trump shirt on, which is really weird.
Yeah, that doesn't make that for that.
No, I know.
I'm getting so sick of this. And then they tried to play the same thing with Ben Carson. Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's just
Well, Ben Carson's right, though. I mean, listen, the Islamic religion, which I think is a fake religion, you know, by a pervert, Muhammad the pervert, I mean, who married nine-year-old kids. I mean, you know, how can you have an Islamic person as a president of the United States? I think they should criminalize Islam. It's not a legitimate religion, as far as I'm concerned. They want to kill all of us. The Quran says that they're supposed to dominate the world. They're supposed to take the other religions out.
I know.
You know how can you go with that?
I know the Pope's not going to have a press conference, but I would love for somebody to ask him that question and press him on it. What he thinks about, you know, ISIS and all these Muslims killing Christians. You know, if he feels, well, it's okay, because, you know, we had 100 years of war, so it's okay for them to have their little 100 years or whatever, however long it lasts, war. You know, I'd love to see what his answer is about.
Well, you know what he said? He said, I think a week ago, that the Quran is as valid. He said this. The Quran is as valid as the Bible. And now I guess he means that the Quran to Muslims, you know, are as valid as the Bible is to Catholics or Christians. I mean, I get that from that, but I wouldn't want to compare the Quran to the Bible, because I don't think they compare in the Quran. I didn't read the whole Quran, but I went to, if you ever Google the Quran and some of the language from it, it says that kill the infidel.
Yeah,
and
it's all parables. It's not like stories like the Bible. It's just all these parables, as far as I know, and I've read a little bit of it.
Right.
But that's all it seems to be. And you're right. It says all those.
Yeah, it's hideous. what it says. I mean, you know, it's...
I don't know, you know, Islam has been around for years. Now, why all of a sudden has it metastasized into this big, you know, let's kill Christians and let's behead people and let's rape women and do all these crazy things when they had, you know, how many hundreds of years to do all that? Why now all of a sudden has this happened? So, you know, I don't think anybody knows, and it certainly isn't because of the orange jumpsuits down in Guantanamo or the wars that we've gotten into. So
no, well, you know, I predicted that a while ago. Obama's going to give. I know have to go through Congress. He's going to give Guantanamo to Fidel Castro. He wants.
You know, the shame about it is, Trey, nobody really cares. It'll happen. Nobody cares.
Well, you know what else? I don't know if you've been. I'm sure you've been following it, because this Bergdahl thing. I mean, they're trying to say that he left the troop because he was trying to get help, because he wasn't happy with the troop. He wanted to report them to another general. I mean, the story they're coming up with on this guy is unbelievable.
I just don't know how my military colleagues, to say the least, can morally and ethically say stuff like that. I tell you what.
They're being threatened. They're being blackmailed and threatened.
I guess. I mean,
by the leader, you know, by his people.
Well,
they gotta be.
There's so much going on, and it's just such a betrayal of the military profession. I tell you, it's hard to believe in anything anymore. And that
yeah, well,
the
one general, you heard the one general said he shouldn't be incarcerated.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't understand how these generals can feel that way.
Hey,
but maybe that sounds like Billy Van Horn.
It is.
Hey,
Billy.
Horn.
I want to ask the Colonel and Lisa, our military people, what do you think of Obama putting the order out for all of the United States military to turn their head when they...
On the boy thing? On that
on
little
the boy thing? And then turning around and appointing a civilian homosexual as the head of the army. I'd like to get your take on that, because I flipped out. I was like, I almost had a heart attack when I read that.
Yeah, I saw that last week. Yeah. The end of the week, I saw that.
Yeah, Friday.
It's mind-boggling. Not so much the that they made the gay guy of a head guy, but the thing with the military in Afghanistan, Afghanistan, where they're not supposed to report that they're fooling around with the little boys and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, what's this world coming to?
I don't
understand.
That's the problem. Moral and ethically, we're just going to hell.
It's in the toilet. Everything is in the toilet.
Maybe I don't know about this dude that he appointed. Maybe he's from a military academy, or maybe he has some kind of training, but he's a civilian. What is he doing running our military?
Yeah, but that happens all the time, Billy. There's been many Secretary of Defenses, Secretary of the Armies, that have never had military experience. So they're all civilian, and that's the irony of it. These people, it's just a political favor. It's like me being the president and saying, don't worry, Billy, I'm going to take care of you, and you can be the Secretary of the Army. And that's how it works. You don't have to have any military. And that, when I was stationed at the Pentagon and I used to give tours to people, that was one of the little quirks that I used to love to tell them. I said, you know, it doesn't make any difference. All these things, all these political presidential appointed positions, you don't have to be an expert or have experience in that position, because it's a gift. It's like making, you know, putting trade in charge of the IRS or something like that. You have no experience. You have no idea what's going on, but it's just a political favor that I'm...
What do you mean? I know about the IRS. I know all the IRS codes.
It was a bad example. It was a bad example.
No, just kidding.
Do you think that the fact that he is an openly...
That was purposely done.
Yeah,
absolutely. And that was another roo-roo. Probably not a good analogy. Another roo-roo to the military. So here
well,
you
how
go.
About how about with the Pope? I mean, at the meeting with the
Pope.
Oh,
can you imagine that? Can you imagine that?
Episcopal gay priest is going to be there. The one transsexual representative is going to be there. I mean, they got everybody going to be there.
And abortion. Whatever they are. It's just absolute. Are you kidding me? Tell me now. If there were a Muslim leader or the Ayatollah of Iran, would they make them? Would they have a pig roast at the White House for them? Would they do something like that? They would never do that to insult Islam. You know, God forbid you put the Quran on a toilet or it falls on a floor or whatever. You know, and that to me is such a slap in the face.
He has attacked, I mean, like, you know, the first thing he did was send back the bust of Churchill. You know, he has broken ties with every one of our allies, ran our debt up, and without a military, he's destroying our military. Without a military, the United States of America is nothing. Because without a strong military, and he's dismantling it, as you well know, without a military...
Well, Billy, this is...
There's nothing stopping anybody from taking us
over. That's the whole point. This is what we were talking about for a long time. He's wanted to lower this country to be no better than any other country. He wants us to be so low, we'll be the equivalent of the smallest, the tiniest, the least financial, and the least military-ish, if you will. A country or island out there. That's what he's wanted to do. And by decimating this military in many ways, just like you said, that's the key way to do it. We if you don't have the power to back up anything, you're nothing. And that's what he's reduced us to.
You know, this Iran deal, I mean, I'm not sure if it's valid, but they say that they have a thing in that that agreement that if Israel...
we have to protect Iran.
We have to protect Iran.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
We have to shoot down their planes.
Can you imagine?
I mean,
is that the irony of all ironies?
We have to shoot down our allies.
Yep. It's truly amazing. It's, I mean, all this stuff is beyond any comprehension. And most people who have no knowledge and no common sense and no concern for, you know, what goes on politically and foreign policy-wise, they don't give a you-know-what. And it's amazing because all this stuff is happening and we are in so much trouble, it's unbelievable.
And this guy's got 16 months yet to go.
That's right. That's right. And guess how much he can do in those 16 months.
Well, look what he's doing in the past 2 months.
Nuts.
Just the past 2 months,
exactly.
Look what he's done.
And more to follow. And guess what? He doesn't give a rat's you-know-what. Because he's not going to get elected again. He doesn't care. He'll have his millions, and he could do whatever the hell he wants. And he's bringing this
country. Oh, he's loading his closet with gold bullion, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you're probably right. That's right. As soon as the dollar and the economy
crashes. They don't deal with any paper money, these guys. You know, my ex-partner, my manager, he used to manage Donovan, and he used to manage Richard Harris. He managed me, and he managed the other guy that did... Chris Montez at one time, but he was my manager, and he became my partner after that. He did a bust for the UN, and the UN delegate from, I'm not sure it was Argentina or one of those countries. In fact, my son is with the DEA. He's in Colombia right now. You know, he went to Colombia, Colonel.
Oh, wow.
By himself. He's going to be back on Thursday night, but I'm a little worried about him. But thinking about that, the South American guy from wherever he was from the UN said to my partner, "The road is paved with gold," and he was they were giving him like $250,000 to do this bust, and they wanted a kickback. He wanted a $100,000 kickback, but he wanted it in gold bullion.
Yeah, there you go.
My partner backed out of the deal. They deal in gold bullion. They don't want to deal with currency.
You got it, because when our currency system crashes, everybody that's got gold is going to be golden. No pun intended.
Yeah, well, not only that, you know, they could trace currency. You can't trace gold.
Right.
Just melt it down. You know what I mean?
You know, exactly. I've talked to so many people that have said, "Well, you know," I said, "So what are we going to do about this guy? in the Oval Office, in the Rainbow House, as Gary calls it.
Yeah. Gary's too much.
So what are we going to do? Well, you know, we'll just have to vote him out. I'm sorry. That's way too
long. It's all over. It's too late
There's
now.
There's not going to be another election.
Yeah.
There's not going to be another election if we can't sit on our hands and just say, well, you know, we'll just suck it up and wait for the election and, you know, hopefully a good guy will get in there. No.
Oh, yeah, hopefully.
Something's got to happen.
I'm telling you, they're getting to Trump. He's lowered his rhetoric. They got to Trump, and they're going to keep on getting to Trump. I'm telling you right now. I wrote it on my Facebook page. Lisa, play that call that Jimmy got today from Dr. Carson. Can you play that, please? Lisa?
Today in news,
here's Jimmy J.
Jimmy J.
W-M-E-X. I'm Jimmy J. This is Today in News.
W-M-E-X.
Trade Martin is on assignment.
Hi, this is Jimmy J. Please leave your name and number at the tone. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Mr. J. This is Ben Carson. You know I'm running for the presidency of the United States. I'm the neurosurgeon. I'm a very renowned neurosurgeon. And there's a lot of controversy right now about me denigrating the Muslims and Islam and everything. And I need you to help me straighten it out because they're after me. The liberal media is definitely after me. I didn't do anything wrong. You know, I don't have any emails I hid like Hillary did. You got to help me out, Mr. J. You're the DJ of the stars. Let me know what to do. This is Dr. Ben Carson. Okay, please call me back. Thank you very much. You have my number in your cell phone. Bye-bye.
Shut up. Who the hell is that?
That's the neurosurgeon, Dr. Carson.
Today you
WMEX. I'm Jimmy J.
That's
they're trying to destroy him too. So,
hello?
Oh yeah, definitely. They were. Yeah. How about the Muslim Brotherhood, the terrorists? I mean, what is it? CLAR?
Yeah,
or something?
Care. Care.
They wanted. Care. They
yep.
wanted. They
yeah.
demanding his get to get out of the race.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's a mess. Everything is a mess, and yet they don't touch Hillary with anything, and she gets away with. Murder.
Hey,
unbelievable.
Hey, yeah, Lisa, what's up, Lisa?
You got a caller that has the same exact number as the colonel, and I just unmuted them, so I don't know who it is.
Okay, well,
hello.
Put them on. Let's see who it is. Who is it?
Uh-oh, it must be the NSA.
No, sir. My name is Will. How are you?
Hey, Will, what's up, man? How you doing? What do you have to say?
I'm good. I called in a few weeks ago with my wife. She was talking about immigration, and you had a great conversation. I don't know if you remember me.
I vaguely remember. I remember your voice. I love your voice. Anyway, go ahead.
No,
so what
you,
were we talking about, Will? What, you know.
Well, my wife's African American. Her name is Alice. And you were having just a conversation from her point of view, being African American, and just her views on immigration in this country vis-a-vis Trump, et cetera. And it went quite well. And I was talking to my brother-in-law about it, Ramon, and he's here with me tonight. And I said, "Well, the show's on," and he's Latino, and he's also homosexual, so he has a whole nother. Set of views on immigration in this country and definitely a lot of views on Trump, and he said he'd like to share them with you. So I said, well, I'll call into the show. I got the number, and you can talk to him.
All right, good. Well, put him on. What's his name?
His name's Ramon.
Hey, Ramon, put him on. Okay, good. Thanks, Will. Put him on. Hey, Ramon.
I'm going to agree with Crazy Alex about these motherfucking Mexicans.
Ramon, we got to watch our language, Ramon. That's, you know... All right.
I've muted him.
Good, thank you. Okay, good. Yeah, well,
I'll cut that
out.
We
can't have any of that.
Trade.
We can't have any of that stuff.
No,
anyway, I'm sorry. Okay, guys, never mind. Let's go back to our conversation.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That sounded like, oh, boy. Anyway.
Anyway, you know, if you're still listening, you guys, I mean, that's not right. Will, you owe us, You owe us an apology.
Did you remember talking to him, Trade? Because that sounded like a total setup to me. But
no, he sounds a little familiar to me, but
yeah.
But
right.
He sounded like a nice enough guy.
I don't recall any guest that called in with an African American wife.
No, I don't think he mentioned that. I'm not sure, you know. And I think you're right. I think I'm mistaken.
That sounded like a total setup.
Yeah, maybe it was a setup. Maybe it's the guy that. Maybe it's the guy that confronted Trump at the that press conference he had.
No, it's just another you know, if Will's still listening, it's probably just another person that's wanted to disrupt something we got going on here. That's what it sounds
like. Yeah,
well,
it's even that. It's you know, you got to understand they're talking about immigrants and we're talking about, you know, Trump is clearly talking about illegal immigrants. Make sure you put illegal in front. Once you cross the border, you're a criminal and you're illegal. And we don't, you know, if you're a legal immigrant, that's different. You know, we love you,
that's
but
right.
And you're not allowed to use that kind of language on the air. We don't go for that. We don't use any four letter words or anything.
Well, like I said, I think that was a total setup to, you know, get that on the show. But be that as it may, we were having a great conversation.
Classless act, you know, to me, you know. So, all right, let's go on with it.
And he's actually got the cojones to call back, and he's not going to go.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And what's interesting too is Lisa said it's the same number as mine. I don't get that. So he's one of these probably. Tech savvy people that's trying to.
Well,
sound to me like
your number shows
legit.
Up as just a bunch of ones, so I'm not sure what that is.
It's probably because it's blocked or something.
All right, well, listen, let's go on to this other thing. You know, Hillary tonight was asked about partial birth abortion, and she said that doesn't bother her. She goes, it's a touchy subject, but you know, she's for partial birth abortion. Too, you know, she's after 20 weeks.
You know, that's another good thing that reminds me. I mean, I wish somebody could ask the Pope about that. You know, like they would Trump or any of the other candidates. Why don't they ask the Pope that? And let's hear him.
The Pope is definitely against abortion. I mean,
yeah, but let's hear it again in the United States, and let him say it at the White House when he's confronted with these folks that Obama purposely set him up with. Man, that to me is just—I tell you what—that is so disrespectful. I can't believe it. I honestly can't believe it.
Well, they're going to speak. He's going to speak in front of the Congress on what is it, Thursday? I think on Thursday he's going to speak in front of Congress. Maybe he'll bring it up then.
I hope
he brings it up.
Did you know the House voted to defund Planned Parenthood today?
Yes, I did hear that.
That's from American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Good, I hope.
So you know
but he'll veto it, right?
It has to go to the Senate, and they won't pass it, but, you know.
But at least it's a good, it shows everybody that we want that to happen, and it should happen.
It was a 241 to 186 House vote.
Wait till the refugees start flooding in this country, I guess. Oh, man, I'm telling
you. You know, they're all there from 17 to 35. They're mostly male. They're military age. You know, they're military age.
Why fight over there when you can fight over here in this country? Good Lord.
And
you're closer to the fight right here, and it's
why riot
impact.
Over there when you can riot over
exactly.
here?
Exactly, yeah.
The bulk of them are males.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, right.
Of course.
Yeah, it's not like you're getting Muslims and you're getting kids and women and children and stuff. You're getting mostly 17 to 35-year-old males.
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
With
iPhones. Incredible. Yeah, with iPhones.
I saw that.
Hey, and the Colonel still doesn't have an iPhone yet. I'll admit that.
Brand new iPhones.
Yeah, provided by the U.S. government.
There you go.
You know, there you go. Here's the U.S. government. Here. Here's a key to your new home, brought to you by Jimmy Carter and Home.
We're
going to
give out. Listen, we're going to. I think giving out on our show is Apple. The new Apple electric car is going to be out, unless it's a nuclear car. It's going to be out in another 2 years or so. We're going to give away on the show.
That's right.
You know,
that's
especially
great.
For people who call up and use four letter words. We're going to give them Apple. Cars, you know, especially because.
Well, the more I think
of
it,
you know,
I'm thinking Will was a total setup, but.
Oh, yeah,
it sounds like it.
Yeah.
It sounds like it. Yeah. But he fooled me for a second, though. He sounded nice enough on the phone. Fooled me a little bit.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, Billy, I appreciate you calling in. And, of course, the Colonel, Billy Van Horn's got his own show on Freedom in America Radio. See if you can catch him. He does a great show. And, of course, our buddy, our mutual buddy, Gary Gatehouse, does a great show. We love his show.
Oh, yeah.
And the Colonel, the mysterious Colonel, is always with us. We appreciate that. Jimmy was on the show on Sunday. Boy, I thought it was gonna lightning and storm.
Yeah,
yeah, really. But I want to thank you for listening, everybody. This is Trade Martin, Wednesday at midnight. We'll see you on the Sunday Morning Fun House show on Sunday. Have a great day. Today is the first day of autumn. Enjoy autumn because it's 92 days till Christmas. Goodbye, everybody. We'll see you next week, or we'll see you on Sunday.
Take care.
Bye, Billy. Bye, Trade. Bye, Lisa. Take care.
Bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.